Towards the end of World War II, July the 16th, 1943, American bombs hit the cemetery where Mother Rafaela was buried, which is in Campo Verano. During the cleaning up and rearranging of her things, her tomb was found preserved and was opened. This is where her body was found to be incorrupt and flexible as if she was sleeping. That caused a few people to get a little curious as to who really was this sister. Now, Saint Rafaela Mary Porras Ayon was born on March 1, 1850 in a well-to-do family in Pedro Abad, a small village in the province of Cordoba, Spain. The youngest of 9 children, her and her older sister Dolores joined a religious order in Cordoba, but left in 1877. Rafaela formed the Handmaids of the Sacred Heart in Madrid. This order is dedicated to the education of children and the poor. Now, when both her parents died, she and her sister Dolores decided that their world would no longer revolve around themselves. The world of poverty, which surrounded them and needed them, entered their lives. From then on, she dedicated herself completely to the most needy, and there was not a need or pain in the village that she did not comfort. In all this, she was accompanied by her sister Dolores. The year was 1874 when they began their first steps in religious life, which would lead them to found the Congregation of the Handmaids of the Sacred Heart in Madrid, dedicated to adoring the Blessed Sacrament and educating children and young people, especially the poor. Rafaela Maria and her sister Dolores made this the mission of the Institute, which they promoted with their activity and gave life with their spirit. The name she adopted in religious life, Mary of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, expresses her constant attitude of response to love. On January the 29th, 1887, Pope Leo XIII definitively approved the Institute and, temporarily, the constitutions, for which they had fought so hard. The congregation had spread quickly, and Sister Rafaela directed them, with Maria del Pilar, the name her sister had adopted, as Treasurer General until 1893. In this year, Sister Maria del Pilar was convinced that her sister was very wrong in economic administration. She campaigned, and the religious counselors declared Mother Rafaela incapable of governing the congregation. They did nothing but get in the way of the healthy running of the community. These sisters didn't understand canon law or their role as advisors. They believed that they were better administrators than Mother Rafaela. Completely disobedient to her as superior, Mother Rafaela compared them to 4 nails with which she was nailed to the cross. She wrote, "There is no offense on their part. They were placed there, just like the nails in the crucifix of Jesus, by the will of the Eternal Father. I must live willingly, nailed by them." All those who from the beginning had supported her now abandoned her and blamed her for whatever evil might befall the congregation. Sister Rafaela had no choice but to resign as Mother Superior. At the age of 43, she ceased to have any part in the governing of the order which she had founded. She believed it was a duty to be silent, to pray, and to suffer. Her sister, Sister Maria del Pilar, became the new Mother Superior for the next 10 years. Now, Sister Rafaela spent these 10 years and the next 22 in a corner, forgotten and despised, but happy to have nothing more than to set a good example and continually dedicate herself to prayer and humility without bitterness of heart, without criticism, and without the slightest resentment. She wasn't given any official job at her new location, and the religious counselors continued to spread rumors about her. Some had even forgotten who was the original founder of the order. Her sister, Sister Maria del Pilar, received the credit, while others continued to say that Sister Rafaela was deranged. Sister Rafaela suffered these outrageous injustices for over 30 years, but with patience and great humility, she continued to practice forgiveness, not worrying about the things that others had said or thought about her, but she placed everything in the hands of God. Jesus reminds us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. This example was truly evident in the life of Sister Rafaela. She wrote, "My life was always a battle, but for the last 2 years, the sufferings have been so extraordinary that only God's omnipotence, which miraculously supported me at every moment, prevented my body from falling to the ground. My entire being is in constant anguish and abandonment, and I am foreseeing that this will last for a very long time. Do I think, for this reason, that God has abandoned me? No." Amid so many sufferings, Sister Rafaela stood out in the community for her constant readiness to help others, rescuing them from any plight. Despite her advanced age, she was the servant of all, so that her Lord would be fully served. Any affliction seemed to her a consolation, for she knew that the coming glory would far surpass any misfortune. Due to the long hours she spent kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament, the center of her life, she contracted a disease in her right knee that little by little consumed her in the midst of intense pain. The last 8 months she spent in bed were one of bitter suffering. Accept all things as if they came from the hand of God, she repeated. On January the 6th, 1925, after terrible sufferings heroically endured, she piously expired in the same way in which she had lived, humble both in consolation and in abandonment. And how sad is this? Only 3 people attended her burial. Now, after having traversed many roads, she leaves us moments filled with flashes of color, of liveliness, others where there is pain, suffering, and then a monotony of 30 years that must be contemplated to be fully appreciated. She allowed herself to be captivated by the love of God, and she responded with all her love at every moment. I belong completely to God. I know by experience how much He loves me and looks out for me. Seeing myself small, I am in my element because I see all that God does in me, and in whatever pertains to me, which is what I want. She believed that communion is the true path to the kingdom and became like Jesus, bread and wine, even to the point of giving her life. Saint Rafaela Mary Porras Ayon, pray for us.